AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Shoppers seem eager to start holiday buying and hunting for the best deals this Black Friday. Macy's flagship store in New York City reported a brisk business this morning. Big box stores opened early with sales on TVs and other gadgets. But our Donna Warder reports that with inflation high, consumers are cautious this year.
Retailers are anxious to see if inflation will curb spending for Black Friday shoppers. Rising prices for food, rent, gasoline, and other household costs have taken a toll on shoppers, and many are reluctant to spend unless there's a big sale.
Amazon workers staged demonstrations at outlets across the country, but no major disruptions have been reported. In Chesapeake, Virginia, where a Walmart manager allegedly gunned down six people on Tuesday night, authorities now reveal the handgun used was legally purchased that day. Our Rita Foley reports.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia, say a forensic analysis of Andre Bing's phone discovered what's being called a death note. He was found dead at the scene. In the note, he said co-workers harassed him and mocked him.
An AP Votecast poll finds more than half of Americans approve of tighter gun control measures being passed. Last weekend's deadly shooting at a Colorado gay bar has the community questioning its evolution from the 90s, when Colorado Springs was known for religious conservatism. State Representative Leslie Harrod is the first openly gay Black person elected from that city.
We have to actively teach a new narrative. We have to actively embrace people who are different than us or those who are just like us and see us for who we are completely. Colorado Springs should lead that now.
In Ukraine, a barrage of Russian missiles has landed in Kherson, the recently liberated city. At least 11 people were killed. The Dow gained 152 points today. The Nasdaq dropped one. This is AP News. A Vatican tribunal weighing a financial fraud case heard from an unusual witness, Pope Francis, in a secret recording talking about the Holy See's payments to free a nun held hostage by militants. Vatican author Marco Politti calls the trial a mess.
Now we don't know whether the Pope has to come as witness in front of the court, which would be unbelievable. But the second thing is that it shows also that the struggles, the power struggles within the church have become reckless.
U.S. elections officials are breathing a sigh of relief. Fears of aggressive poll watchers and other intimidation never did materialize on Election Day, as had been feared. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.